He didn't talk after the game yesterday. Very rare, but that's happened twice this year. Normally, Jerry Jones talks win or lose to the media near the locker room after games, but twice this year, he's bugged out early. Well, we believe we have him joining us now on the Ticket Hotline. He is going to talk to us. We say good morning to the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry. Jerry?
Jerry?
I'm not talking to the media.
Oh.
Well, how's this going to go then?
Well, we've got 5 minutes allotted to you here, so we need you to talk.
I can't talk to the media. I just can't handle staring at another 8-8 season at best. My liver can't keep taking this kind of pounding, George.
Well, it's frustrating, I know. It's hard to watch sometimes.
And there, of all places, there's nowhere I hate losing more than in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that means I have to watch the world's tiniest billionaire dance and celebrate in front of me. Little Dan Snyder. Mm-hmm. I hate Daniel Snyder.
I thought y'all got along.
I hate him more than Ozzy Argento hates Rose McGowan.
Wow, okay.
That's a little current event reference there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I hate Dan Snyder, and I hate going to that stadium anyway because all them fans they got up there, mm-hmm. they throw garbage at me and try to pull off my toupee mm-hmm. from my head. I guess them Redskins still like taking a few scalps now and then.
I don't know if you can talk about that.
Easy, Jerry.
Even they're still called that. I just, yeah.
Easy.
That place smells bad, too, up there.
It does?
It does. Smells worse than one of Jerry Jr.'s loaded-up Pampers. And he did load up a Pamper, by the way, when that Brett Maher clanked it off the upright harder.
Oh,
Dez hit his mama in the face with a ball cap.
That's a terrible reaction on Junior's part.
Well, he panicked. He was just taking his cue from his old pappy. I loaded up my BBDs the same time.
Oh, dear.
And I thought that the ginger clapping machine got out-coached again. What do you think?
Yeah, we weren't really big fans of the final minute or the first three quarters.
And they got out coached by the dumber of them two Gruden brothers. I swear, the ginger clapper would figure out a way to run the clock out while icing his own kicker. He's just not a good coach, but he falls in line and he never talks back to me. So that's what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. I just want a coach that won't talk back to me.
Mm. What about the winning thing?
The what?
Winning. You said a long time ago, that's the name of the game, winning.
Yeah, but I forgot about what that term means, to be quite honest with you.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Hey, George, weren't you a deep snapper at some point?
No, my kids were. I had two sons who were deep snappers.
Well, can you explain to me exactly what a snap infraction is?
Well, if you move the ball or lift it up, that's not allowed, but he didn't do that. LP didn't do that.
See, I didn't think so either. I think that this was rigged. I think them officials was against us.
They may have been.
I think that whole penalty was ordered by Roger Goodell.
Ah, getting back at you.
He's getting back at me. That's exactly mm-hmm. right. He's just trying to make that blood vessel on my left temple explode.
Oh.
Throw my toupee way up in the air.
How come y'all can't win on the road?
I don't know. You think if I knew, I wouldn't correct it? Hey, and our offensive line yesterday,
mm-hmm.
they was getting beaten and whipped like one of Adrian Peterson's kids.
Okay. He's up.
We're bringing up all these uncomfortable stories from NFL's past.
Old Adrian Peterson looked like the old domestic violence Adrian Peterson of old.
Yeah, we know what you're saying.
If only Zeke would have played like the old boob honking Zeke of old.
Yeah, he got stuffed yesterday.
I think if this team ever wins two games in a row again, I think hell's about frozen over.
It doesn't look like you're going to.
Either that, or I've actually got some sense and hired Jimmy back. One of the two things. If we win two games in a row, that's what it means.
That would be a story.
Well, I'm down to my last card here, gentlemen. I've got a 10 a.m. meeting with Satan to try to figure out if I got anything left I can bargain with to win a season. I'm down to Spalding Soul and Gene's Artwork.
No.
Gene's Artwork.
Don't make another deal.
Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrett.